720 WGN, John Landecker at 848, welcoming to the program Constance Turner, who's president of U-Haul on the North Shore. Constance, where are you moving to?
Hi. I mean,
hi, how are you? Welcome to WGN. Thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me.
You know, I was really interested in this. I guess it was a press release that came out a little while ago when U-Haul puts out its statistics as to who's moving where and a list of states that are those that are being moved to and those that are being left. What was your impression of U-Haul's figures for this past year?
Well, it wasn't really a surprise to me since, like, I'm on the ground with the rest of the field where we kind of see firsthand where people are moving to.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of come up with our data, not with our data, but we base our rates and we just manage of where equipment is going.
Right. So there's a list, obviously, the information that I have says that U-Haul growth states of 2022, Texas and Florida top the list. Does that mean that people are renting U-Hauls and going to those states, or does that mean people are renting U-Hauls and leaving those states?
People are leaving Illinois, moving to those states.
So this is specifically Illinois statistics then?
No. So this is based off where we see where people are moving from and moving to. How we calculate is we based off the trucks moving out of the city, state, or Providence, and using that same city as state and see where people are moving from.
Yeah. So Illinois, people are leaving Illinois. I mean, that's been something that's been in the news for a while for a variety of reasons. Has this been an increase that you've noticed over the past few years of people who rent U-Hauls and leave Illinois?
Yeah, there's more people moving out than moving in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why Illinois is one of the the bottom states on that list. But we noticed it, the decrease in inventory. So,
you know, I don't think, well, I don't know. I can't say this for sure, but U-Haul's been around since 1948 or 45, right? I believe
45.
So. Yeah. I mean, but between then and now, I would think that most people at some point or another have used some sort of U-Haul for some sort of move. I mean, I know I have. I mean, it was the first time I did it, it was decades ago. And then more recently, just a few years ago. I mean, I had, I had this little tiny foreign car. And I rented a U-Haul trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to, this is embarrassing, I had to get a hitch, right? And hitch the trailer to the back of the car. And I got out on the expressway late at night between here and I was in the middle of Michigan on I-94 and ran out of gas. So that's my initial U-Haul story. But there have been many times since then. And I looked at some of the statistics, and this is incredible to me.
Mm-hmm.
The average mileage of North American U-Haul trailers, trucks, and tow dollies would travel around the earth 177 times per day, every day of the year. That's an incredible statistic, if you ask me. I mean, the popularity of U-Haul is, I think, sort of universal, wouldn't you say?
Almost. We would like to be there.
Yeah.
North America, though.
I was reading some of the history of it, and as we mentioned, back in 1945, there were folks coming out of World War II who needed to move, and they figured that hiring a moving company was something that if they could avoid it, they would. And a husband and wife decided to put this all together, and they were that was the birth of U-Haul, and look where it is now. I don't think you find many companies in the United States that have had the lasting power of U-Haul, I mean, since 1945. That's, I mean, and I know it's been from, you know, the trailers that I mentioned to vans and larger trucks, the variety of vehicles that U-Haul has and the variety of places that you can obtain them has expanded greatly. I mean, you know, I lived in Chicago for a long time, and I know where my centers are, you know, and I'm sure I'll be going to them again. Thank you, Constance, for being with us, and all the best to you and everybody at U-Haul. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Constance Turner, president of U-Haul on the North Shore. Yeah, people leaving Illinois. U-Haul growth states of 2022, Texas and Florida top the list. If you're interested, or even if you're not, I'm going to tell you. Indiana was 14, Wisconsin is 16, Minnesota is 17, Iowa is 21, and Michigan is 48, Illinois is 49, but you're saying, John, there's one other state. Guess which state? Go ahead. What other state in the United States would more people be leaving from than Illinois? There's only one. What do you think it is? I'll give you the answer now. The answer is California.
Really?
And, yeah. And the reason, although I haven't done any research, the reason is the cost of living. Living in California is off the hook. It is so expensive. I'm pretty sure that's the reason for the migration, if you will, going out. Now, my daughter, her husband, and my granddaughter all live in California. And I was talking to my daughter just a couple of days ago, and I said, hey, how's everybody doing? Great, great, great. And I said, where is Iris, my granddaughter? She said, well, she's in Boston, visiting some friends who graduated from college with her, but had to move because they couldn't afford to live in California anymore. So there you go. You ever use a Jack? Do you ever run a U-Haul trailer or any kind?
I haven't used it, but when I've helped my friends move, we've had the U-Haul. So
yeah, that's pretty cool, I got to say.
Yeah.
And it's good to have friends to help you.
Exactly.